Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I'm Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. I'm speaking this morning with Shari Kessler, whose show Tattoos and Talismans is opening at the Jean Cocteau Cinema Gallery on Thursday, May 15th from 5 to 7. She'll also be giving a lecture on the topic called Sakyant, Magical Tattoos of Thailand, at 5:15 p.m. That would be next Tuesday on May 20th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Shari.
Oh, thank you, Zaylee.
So tell us a little bit about this exhibit.
This exhibit features photographs that I took in Thailand of tattoo torsos featuring the magical tattoos, and also some of the work that I've been doing, the newer work that I've been doing in photo frescoes. Those are the talismans.
How did you get involved with tattoos? I think they're absolutely extraordinary, can be such incredible expressions.
Well, when I moved to Thailand in 1988 and I was wandering around the Chinese section of Bangkok, and I saw the workers in one of the chicken section, and I noticed this shirt slipped and there was this exotic looking tattoo underneath. And so, you know, I'm a very bold photographer, and I just took my camera and I raised it to my eye and kind of nodded, "Can I take your picture?" And then all of a sudden I had two or three men taking off their shirts and showing me their tattoos, and I noticed that they were very different than other tattoos. And that is indeed the truth, because Sakyant, which is that means, Sak means to tap, and Yant comes from the Sanskrit word yantra, is essentially the visualization of a mantra of the deity. And so it's a whole different approach to tattooing, because these tattoos are not done for body beautification, they are done for protection and certain powers.
I know the first time I saw an incredibly ornate tattoo, we spoke about this, was on a former Khmer soldier in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh, and we were in the middle of a photo shoot, and I noticed this tattoo and very, you know, carefully, tentatively asked, "Can we see it more?" And it was so incredibly elaborate and beautiful. And of course, Cambodians are such modest people, I felt very honored to have this shared. But he said so many of these Khmer soldiers would do this in the woods, all covering the chest, the stomach, the torso for protection. And he laughed, of course, and said, "Nothing protected us in Cambodia."
Well, actually, I think that the belief in the magical powers of these tattoos is so strong. When I was lecturing at the Siam Society in Bangkok, there was a woman who had been there, a British woman who had been there about 30 years, I think. And, you know, I asked her, "What do you think about the magic of and the power of these tattoos?" And she said, you know, this is this small little old British woman who'd been observing the culture for all these years. And she said, "You know, I have a friend who's a physician, and when she was working up in the northern hill tribes giving inoculations, she said the needles kept breaking on the bodies of the heavily tattooed men because it wouldn't penetrate, because these tattoos are supposed to protect you from penetration of sharp objects like knives, bullets, anything that can stab." And so she said, "You know, I don't know, but my friend was completely flabbergasted."
Well, and part of that, I'm sure, was just the belief also in the protection, but that's a wonderful anecdote. I'm sure it led people forward. So this led you into wanting to do a series of tattoos?
Well, I became very interested then in the tattoos, because the tattoos are not done, it's not important that they're beautiful, mm-hmm. although there are certain masters that are real artists. The importance of the tattoo is in the ancient Pali, the Cambodian, the Khmer script, the power prayers that surround the figure of the tattoo. And that is what gives the power to the tattoo. So whether it's an elaborately done, beautifully executed tiger or Buddha or Rishi, that's not the point. The point is the master, who is the tattooist, so to speak, but has to be trained for more than 10 years so that he can select the right prayer for the right figure for the right part of the body and for the right person, and then imbue the tattoo with the power, and there's a whole elaborate ceremony for that awakening of the power of the tattoo.
And you will be talking much more about this on Tuesday, May 20th, in a lecture called Sakyant, Magical Tattoos of Thailand, which is at 5:15 p.m. But before that, this Thursday, May 15th, is the opening of your photography show, Tattoos and Talismans. I've been speaking with Shari Kessler. Go see her show at the Jean Cocteau Cinema Gallery on Thursday, May 15th. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Zali.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zali, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.